The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nahat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Daf Samech He.
Comes the next Mishnah, Omer Le'isha. Guy tells a lady, Kiddashtich. He comes along and says, I married you. Vi Omeret lo Kiddashtani. Says, no, wasn't me. So now watch what happens here. All this Mishnah makes sense now. Watch how it's going to work. Who oser, who asur bekrovoteha, he's going to be forbidden to marry her relatives, because according to his words, he's making himself asur. He's saying, I married you. Now, that means, according to his understanding, he will not be allowed to marry, for example, this girl's sister. Because according to his testimony, he is able to make himself asur. However, vihi muteret bekrobav. She would be allowed to marry Hizra, because according to her, it wasn't you. For example, she wants to marry his brother. She wants to marry his father or his son. No problem, because she's saying, Lonit Kacha. Good? Good. So basically, the rule is going to be over here, the one that's osering becomes asur, and the one that's not is mutar. That's case number one. Look at case number two. Case number two is like this. V'yasur bekrobav. No, I jumped. He omer it, case number two. He omer it, kiddashtani. Reverse. This time she's saying, I married you. Well, you married me. Okay? V'hu omer, lo kiddashtich. Well, it wasn't me. Hu mutar bekroboteha. Since he's saying it wasn't me, he could marry her relatives. V'yasur bekrobav. And she would be forbidden, because she's saying, you're the guy. It's reverse case, same principle, but case number three, kiddashtich. He comes along to the girl, I married you. Vi omeret lo kiddasht ela biti. No, you got mixed up. It wasn't me. It was my daughter. Hu asur bekrobot gedola. He's going to be forbidden on the mother, because he's saying I married you. So he's going to be forbidden to go with her relatives. V'gedola muteret bekrobav. But she will be permissible to go with Israel because she's saying, it wasn't me. Hu mutar bekrobot ketana. He'll be permissible to go with the relatives of the daughter because he's saying, I didn't marry the daughter. However, v'ketana, not however, v'ketana muteret bekrobav. The ketana will be permissible, that's the tradition in this case, with his relatives, because the mother cannot osir the daughter. Right? Mother wants to osir herself, she has a right. But she cannot say, no, it wasn't me, it was my daughter. Not believed. Therefore, the daughter will be permissible still to go with this guy's relatives. Right? Fourth case. Kedashti it bitich. Straight out, I married your daughter. Vi omeret lo kedashti la oti. No, it was me. Who asur bekrovet ketana? Certainly, he's going to be asur and the relatives of the daughter. Veketana muteret bekrobav. Because she's saying it wasn't her. There's nobody saying that was her. So she'll be permissible with his relatives. Who mutar bekrovat gedola? He will be permissible with the kerovim of the gedola. Because he's saying it wasn't you, I married your daughter. Vegedola asura bekrobav. Because she's saying, no, it was me. So now we have to analyze the Gemara. What do you need all four cases for? Because basically it's teaching us the same principles. So the Gemara says, you need all four cases, we're going to go one at a time. That's case number one. He tells the lady, I was Mekadesh you. So we say what? He's going to be Asura to all her relatives. I would say, Mishun de Gavra lo echpatle. He don't care, because a guy can marry anybody he wants. So therefore, when he says, I was married to you, will oser him to all the relatives, because he doesn't mind to be that, and therefore umikre, it can happen such a case. Look at Rashi. Gabedide ki amar kiddashtich lo mitzera ihi mikrobav mishum di ihu shakura mishakir, which means I can come along and say ki amar kiddashtich, when he says I married you, lo mitzera ihi, she's not going to become forbidden. He doesn't have a right to forbid her. Mishum di ihu shakurim mishakir, I say he's lying. The gavra lo echpat la im oser atzmo bekrovotei hinam. He don't care to oser himself. So the gavra himself, I'll believe him. But the gavra to oser the lady, oh, we're not going to believe him. Right? Because who else can she marry now? She's going to be stuck. This guy, so I'm a suit to your family. Good, I'll marry the next guy. Yeah. I'll marry the next lady. Umikre amar, look at that she. I forgot to look at Shabbat. He'll lie. He'll say, no, you didn't. Because what's the ramifications going to be? So I can't marry her relatives? Okay, so I won't marry her. I'll marry somebody else. But to say to her, I'll say, you're lying. You can't tie me up by this. Continue.
About Ihi.
But in the second case, when she comes along and says, you married me. אבל היא, אמא אליו דקימנה בדיבורה, if she wasn't certain, לא אהבת אמרה ולצר איהו בקרובותיה, on her side, she's not going to lie, because she doesn't want to sit herself to the whole world,
yeah.
And therefore when she says, you're a guy, could be we should believe her, even לגבי him, and therefore she should be forbidden, he should be forbidden, to her relatives. Kamashmalan, no.
Wow.
That even when she comes along and says it, he denies it, he's permissible on the relatives. And we don't give him more ne'emanut to the lady than the man. That covers the first two cases.
Do you know that from just not being
ne'emanut? Bashi, Abal'ihi, Ki Amrak, Kedashtani, Da'aslan, Nafshia, Kula Alma. And now she's asura to the whole world. Ad she yiten la get ilav dekim la dekadish. Unless she was certain that she married this guy, lo avamrav v'nitzar iu adpia. Maybe he should become forbidden on her words. Bekrobotea ve'afilu lo natan la get. Comes Gemara says no. Kamash balat, he is not asur. Comes the next case. Kiddashtich. He comes along and says, I married you. The omeret, she says, no, you married my daughter.
Nice.
So what do we learn in the Mishnah? She does not have an emanut to oser the daughter on this guy's relatives.
Yeah.
So therefore, she's asura, the mother's asura to the man. The man is muteret to the relatives of the mother and to the relatives of the daughter. Because the mother does not have a right to oser his daughter. Now, the mother said, the case was, he said, I married you. Is that the case? Kiddashtich.
Yeah,
perfect. I married you. So for sure he's going to be asura to the mother's family.
Right.
She says, no, it wasn't me. So right away, it wasn't me. She's muteret to his relatives. But it was my daughter. Hiddush, even the daughter's permissible. Because the mother has no rights to oser the daughter. What's the hiddush in that? So it says, "Ha tu lamali," which you basically learned all the principles already. It's tariq sakana chamina mideoraita emne rahamana le'av. Like we learned on yesterday's daf, mina Torah, the father has an emanut to say, "I married off my daughter." Betina tati leishaze midrabanan emnua ledida v'titzar barta midibura. So I might have thought that maybe midrabanan, she has an emanut. The mother has an emanut to say, "I married off the daughter." Maybe there's something like that. Kamashwa, no. That the father has an emanut and the mother does not bichlal. And then when she comes along and says, my daughter got married, you don't know who you have no emanut to come along and say anything. So I gave an emanut to the father to say he married off his daughter, not anybody else. Therefore, the daughter is permissible to marry the relatives of this guy. To the last case, kiddashti et bitech. He comes along and says, I married your daughter. And she comes along and says, no, it was me. So let's review. He's going to be asura to the daughter's relatives and mutar to the mother's relatives.
He's going to be asura to his relatives.
she,
the mother
is going to be a surah to his relatives. Okay? Because she's saying, no, I'm married to you. Good. So what do we need these? What do we need this case for? So Hatul Amali, again, we know all the principles. So you see, and really there's no hadush in this case. Because here all the hadushim that we need to know have been taught in the previous cases. So the Gemara says, you're right. Aidi de Tanaha Tananamiha. Once we gave you case number 3 with the daughter, so we gave the reverse case also. Case number 3 was the case where the mother said, no, it wasn't me, it was the daughter. And then it was me and it wasn't the daughter. So then we gave the reverse case. Even though in the Quran, that case where there's no Hadushim, it's Derech Agav, the case number 3, so we brought case number 4.
The Gemara continues. We just learned in the Mishnah, the halakha that says in the Mishnah that when a man comes along and says, Kidashti, I married you, and she says, no, you didn't, or the opposite. She says, you married me, and he says, no, I didn't. So we gave the whole dinim over there, what exactly applies. So now the question is, the statement is like this, Itmar Rav Amar Kofin, Ushmuel Amar Mevekshin. We're talking about now a get. Rav comes along and says, you forced the guy to give a get in this case. We don't know the case yet. Ushmuel Amar Mevekshin. Ushmuel says, no, you request. So Gemara says, Ahaya. Haya means, in which case of the Mishnah is this din of Rav and Shmuel going on? Ilima Aresha. If it's going on the Resha case of the Mishnah was what? A guy tells a lady, Kiddashtich. Guy tells a lady, I married you. And she comes along and says, no, you didn't. Lav kofin ika, velo mibakshin ika. You don't have either of those options. Not kofin. And not mevekshin, because the Mishnah's law was that she says, I did not receive it from you. Therefore, she's free as a bird. She can go marry whoever she wants. So therefore, in that case, it cannot be that you can have a mahloket of mevekshin or kofin. She doesn't need a get at all. The Mishnah clearly said that she's muteret to get married. Right? Because he's not ne'eman to oser her to him. So that cannot be the case. But she says, "The answer is come and menuget da ketani muteret bekrobav." Right? She's even permissible to marry his relatives. Right? A father, the iba ya get avim mitzrab ba'achiv. But if she would need a get, then she would be forbidden to marry this guy's brother because she's not allowed to marry the havya the girushat achiv. It's your divorcee's brother, which you're not allowed to marry. The point is, for sure, in the first case in the Mishnah, get is not necessary. Oh, ela asefa. Also, must be on the case where the ladies come, the guys coming along, the ladies come along to say, I got kiddushin from you. So she's osering herself to the guy. So in that case, we say she's ne'eman to say, well, she's believed to the extent that she's be forbidden to his relatives, because she's saying that what? That she is mekudeshet to him. I understand you can request from the guy to give a get. However, ela kofin amai. Why do you force him? Rashi says, ve'ela asefa de amra kiddashtani de ba'ya get. Why? Bishlam mevakshin mimenli ten get l'chaye shesarik bakasha le'esor atzmo bekrovotea. Which means, by asking him to give a get, really, if he doesn't give a get, he's permissible to go with her relatives. Because he's saying, I didn't marry you. So therefore, he can go with his sister and all that. Once already he gives a get, he's hurting himself now. Mm-hmm. Because once he gives a get, now already he's not going to be allowed to go with her relatives. Because you're not allowed to go with the relatives of your girusha. So I understand if you want to say in the sefa, mivekshim. Yeah, listen, according to the halakha, he doesn't get anything, by the way. Yeah. He wants a volunteer to give a get, and once he gives a get, then he has to follow the laws of being asurah to her relatives. Okay, I understand that. However, ela kofin amai, how can you force the guy? Why? Amar lo nihali de'etzar bekereva. He can come along and say, I don't want to give a get. I don't want to become forbidden to her relatives. So you know what I say? You understand that case? In that case over there where she is saying, I was Mekadesh to you. And he's saying, no, you weren't. I'm not Mekadesh to you. So therefore, he's believed that if he wants, he can marry even her relatives. she cannot marry his relatives.
Yeah.
So I understand you want to tell him, please give a get. Okay, you can request it, but to force it, by forcing him to give a get when he doesn't have to, you're really hurting him, because now he's going to become asura to relatives. Ela shmarteta ahadadi itmar. Ela, you're right. This a person is allowed to marry. Right, now you're married. But once you give a get, then already it's like a hashash. Once you give a get now, the rabbi is going to enforce that it looks like they were married. So you're right, even though it's a token get. The bottom line, once you give a get, it looks like you were married. They're not going to allow because somebody died to marry the relatives. So the Gemara says, you're right. Really, Rav and Shmuel were not arguing. They were saying like this, it was said together. Amar Shmuel mevakshim mimenu liten get. Right, mevakshim, you request. Amar Rav, im natan get me'atzmo, if the guy volunteered and he wanted to give the get himself, kofin oto liten ketubah. Oh, then you force him to give a ketubah, because that's already an incrimination. Once the guy on his own gives the get, that's like an admission to say, I was really married. And if once already he's admitting that he's really married, then everybody would make him pay the ketubah. So the kofin is going on the ketubah. Okay? Listen, if he doesn't want to, we request this, and, you know, to be a nice guy, give it. But if he volunteers and gives it himself, then kofin, we force the guy to give a ketubah. No, because that's a sign that they probably won't marry. That's why the guy's volunteering to give the get. Because the guy probably changed his mind. Okay, well, I was married, so therefore, you have to give a ketubah now because you were married.
If you don't force him, how else is she going to get married?
You're right, she won't be allowed to get married. She's stuck. That's why you can request from him. Comes the Gemara and says, Itmar. Itmar name Amara Vahabar Ada Amarav, the Amrila Amara Vahabar Ada Amara Vamenuna Amarav. Kofin Umivakshim. You do both. You force him and you request. So the Gemara says, Tarte?
You do both?
Akikamar. Mivakshim Menuli Tenget. In Natan Meatsmo. Kofin Otoli Tenket to Magdak, like we learned. Amar Yehuda. Okay, new story. A guy goes and makes a kiddushin in front of only one witness. And osheshim kiddushav. We know according to the Torah law, you need two edim for kiddushin. They learned that davar davar mimamun. It says the word davar by dinim mamun, and it says the word davar by erva. And we know just like by dinim mamun, you need two witnesses. So to by erva kiddushin, you need two witnesses. Therefore, a guy makes a kiddushin in front of one witness, not enough. Now the Gemara has a question. Which means, let's say both of them are mode that they're married, and you have one witness to support it. So now the Gemara's question is, how do you look at it? Does the fact that they both agree, yeah, I was Mekodesh, he says, I was Mekodesh, yeah, it's true. I got one witness, maybe that's already, the Kiddushin is hal, or maybe you say, no. Now, choose that. You have to understand the mechanics of how you would learn that over there. Which, if you hold en davar shebe'arva pachot mishnayim, so what do I care if they're both agreeing? Bottom line, you need two witnesses over there. So he says, edecha is not going to be enough. But if they're both going to be modeh, you could say, like we learned also earlier, shavya nafsheh. Each one is shavya nafsheh, hatikha is surah. Each one is osering on each other over there. So therefore, this case over here, right, maybe they need a get, or maybe the kiddushin was not even hal. Maybe you need two. You're right, you need two witnesses. But in this case over here, I could say that since they're both agreeing,
but their testimony is nothing.
That's the Gemara's question. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shnei Modin. That when you told me when you have one witness, you don't need, there's not even kiddushin. Mishum delo mehaman hu. Right? Because one witness is not believed. Deha imnua. Od dilma. Mishum de en kiddushin hanim belo edim. Which is, maybe you'll tell me, maybe one witness is not up, but when they themselves are being modeh, so maybe the kiddushin is hal. Or maybe it's not hal bechlal. Kiddushin, you need two people for the kinyan. You need the davar mamon. Okay, we won't get the shnei edim. So they asked him this question. So he says, in velav, Sometimes he said it works, sometimes he said it doesn't work. It was shaky in his head. He wasn't clear exactly, yes or no. Itmar, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, HaMekadesh Be'ed Echad, En Osheshim, Nekedusha, Ve'afilu, Sheneem Modim. Finish, simple. Even if both of them are Modeh, Ed Echad does not make a Kedushin, you need two Kedushin to make the Kedushin Hal. Mos, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Gemara says, Etive, question, Etive, Rav Nachman, Omer Le'isha, Awak Amishna, Kai tells a lady, Kedushtich, the omeret lo kedashtani. No, you didn't. Who asur bekrobot? He's asur to her relatives. Vehi muter bekrobav. Now, idi ikaidim. If the case is talking about you have two witnesses, amai muter bekrobav. Why is she permissible bekrobav? There's two witnesses saying that they're married. She's not going to be permissible. The idileka idim. If there's no witnesses at all, amai asur bekrobot? Why is he asur in our relatives? Elala be'edehad. Oh, must be he's talking about where there's one witness. And you see, one witness makes a kedushin, where at least the husband is being modeh that it happens. If we see one kedushin, one it works. Now, Achav Haskina, Kegon de Amar La, Kedashtich Bifne Ploni Ufloni, Balchulem the Medina Tayam. He said, no, there were two witnesses, but they're not around anymore. So therefore, you cannot bring them anymore. He's saying, I was because of that. And she's saying, no, and the witness is not around to interrogate. So therefore, the din is going to be, he's going to be Asura in her relative, and she'll be muteret in his relative. But you need really two witnesses. Etibe, you have another case. Hamigaresh Tishto. Okay, we learned this case in Gittin. A guy divorces his wife. After he divorced his wife, Ve'lana imo befundaki. He went and he slept with her in a hotel. Bet Shammai omrim, ena sirika imenu get sheni. Even though they went into the hotel, you don't have to give another get. Bet Shammai omrim, sirika imenu get sheni. Again, what's the assumption? According to Bet Shammai's mashma, that you don't have to assume they did anything in the hotel. And Bet doesn't know, maybe he was with her again. And if he was with her again, he was with her Lashem Kedushin. And then he remarried her, then we did another get. So comes the Gemara and says, Hekidim, oh, what's the case over here? Idi Kaidim. If there's witnesses that saw them going through the pool that can have bi'a, of course, what's the of course you need a get. And if they tell me there's no edim, so then you need another get. Must be there was one witness that said, saw them going to the room and have bi'a. So therefore, you see, one witness makes a kedushin. So the Gemara says, and that's the machlok of Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai will tell you one witness doesn't, and Bet Hillel will say one witness does. Of v'letamech emasefa umodim minitgaresha min ha'irusim. Everybody agrees that if she got migurish from the irusim, and then they went in the pundak together, she'en tzirichim emenu get sheni, that you would not eat a get sheni mipneh she'en libo gaspa, because he's not, they were never together, so therefore you don't have to assume that they had a bi'ah. Now v'isal kadadach edehad meheman, but if you tell me there's one witness and one witness is believed, mali mena erusin, mali mena nesuin. Bottom line, there was one witness that saw bi'ah. So what do I care if it's mena erusin, mena erusin nesuin? The chavra according to Bet Hillel, both cases you should need a get. Nobody saw bi'ah. Kegon di'ika ade yichud. All you saw, you have two witnesses that saw them going to a room together and close the door. You don't know what they did in the room. Veleka ade bi'ah. There's no ade bi'ah bichlal. So Bet Shammai savre, Bet Shammai holds. Lo amrin hen hen ade yichud, hen hen ade bi'ah. We don't say that just because you have witnesses of Yehud automatically that means they had a bi'ah, therefore you don't need another get. Ubet el sabri, amrinan hen hen ade yichud, hen hen ade bi'ah. No, if they're in the room together and they were married once, for sure they had a bi'ah, therefore you need another get. But even if you had Ede Yehud according to Bet Hillel, by the people that were divorced mina Irusin, because since they're not comfortable with each other, they're never with each other before, so we don't have to be suspicious. So again, you have no Raya. Really, I'll tell you, you need two Edim to make a Kiddushin. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, Mishamedar v'mekadesh be'ed echad, en hosheshim lekiddushav. Nothing. V'afilu shenehem modim. Even if both of them say, yeah, we were married, doesn't mean nothing. To make a halut of kiddushin, you need two witnesses. Rava bar Ravuna, Amar Rav bar Ravuna, mekadesh be'ed echad. Person makes kiddushin with one witness. Bedina Rabba, the great Bedin, Amre said, en hosheshim lekiddushin. Man bedin araba. Who's this great bedin? Rav. Rav's bedin. Deika de amre. Amar baba rav huna amar rav mikdash bedihad. Bedin araba. Amre en roshim kedushin. My bedin araba. Who's the bedin araba according to this version? Rabbi. Good. Mativ rav achdabave barame. He brings a question. Shnaim shebao medina tayam. Interesting case. Two guys come from medina tayam. The isha and mahim. So you got three people. Two men, one lady. The havira and mahim. And you got a pile of package of money or assets with them. So you got three people and a pile of assets. Ze omer, ze ishti, ze avdi, ze habilati. So the first guy starts talking, he says, that's my wife, that's my avid, and that's my package. V'ze omer, zu ishti, v'ze avdi, v'zu habilati. And the second guy said the same thing. That's my wife, that's my avid, and that's my package. V'isha omeret, elu shne abadai. Those are two of my servants. V'havila sheli. So everybody's saying something different over here. So how do you negotiate in this case? So Gemara says, Siricha shne gitin. She's got to get two gets from both guys to release. Which means she can get her ketubah from the havila. Because either one of three options. Either the havila is hers, and the whole thing belongs to her. Or she's married to one of these two guys. Therefore, she definitely can take the ketubah at least out of the one ketubah. Because she's only married to one. One ketubah is worth that. And then the rest of the money stays in safek. Because we don't know who the money belongs to. Let's consider mamona mutama safek. You wait until Eliyahu Navi comes. But now we have to give the case over here. Hechi damet. Give me the story now. If they both have witnesses, this guy brings two witnesses, says, she's my wife. This one brings two witnesses, she's my wife. What are you even listening to our claim for? Hey, she doesn't even have a claim to come along and say, no, these are my avadim and this is my habila. There's nothing to talk about. You know, from the fact that we see she has a claim, must be that there was not two edim. Oh, must be this woman. And what are we saying? She needs a get from both. So you see that what one ed already makes a kiddushin. V'tisbira. Ed ehad behakhasha. Mi meheman. Which means, what do you tell me over here? Now you have one witness on one side says this way, right? Married to this guy. And one witness on the other side says what? Married to that guy. So you have already a hakhasha, you have a contradiction between two edehads. Which means you don't believe, when they cancel each other out, therefore you don't believe any of them. So therefore, that cannot be the case either. If you tell me it's one witness, one against one, you cancel them both out, and therefore she doesn't need to get from either of them. So that cannot be the case as well. So comes again what says. Look at Rashi. Ede ad hachashadika had sadat mecheshne mi me'eman afidu lo mechashale. Even if she didn't contradict, leka lemandava de'ena echad ba ela leshvua. That's what she means. And ede ad only comes usually to maslich a shvua. Here we have one against one. They cancel each other out, and it's nothing. You're not going to tell me you need a get from both. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Le mishri le alma de kule alma lo pelige de shari," which means like this. You're right. For her to get married to anybody that she wants, definitely she can get married because there's only one ed. One ed, there's no kiddushin. She doesn't even get even. She's a free bird. She can marry whoever she wants, like we said. So what do we say she needs a get? Sricha shne gitin kedei likbot ketubata min ha-havila. If she wants a get ketubah from the pile, the only way she may be able to get a ketubah if she gets a get from these two guys, and then the hadush is she's able to take from the pile, and the hadush is v'rabi meiri de amar metaltele mishta'bede l'ketubah. Because we have a hadush, we learned in Masechet Ketubot that some say you can only collect the ketubah from karka. So the hadush of Rabbi Meir is over here that if these two guys will give a get, hadush is she can't even take the ketubah from the But she doesn't need it. If she doesn't want the ketubah, she can go get married. No problem without a get. She's not married. There's only one witness. Look at that. She tzricha shnei gitin kedei likbot ketubata min ha-habila. Kelomar le'olam ha-habila munachat ad shevo Eliyahu. Really, the habila is in safek. It's money that's in safek. Ela im ken natnu la shneim get me'atzman. If they volunteered to give a get, va'get mevi'ah lidei gibui ketubah min ha-habila. The hadush is that giving of the get will bring the ketubah payment from the havilah, right? Like I told you, if it's hers, it's hers. If it's one of these two guys, so she's taking the ketubah from she belongs to. But if she does not, if they don't volunteer to give a get, good. So the money is in safek, then she can go get married to someone else because there was only one witness. My havilah. What is the halakha on this? Like a bear, one witness. Rav Kana amar en oseshim nekedushav. Like we said, we're not oshesh to kedushav. Rav Papa amar oseshim nekedushav. Again, back there, back to the same machloket over here between Rav Papa and Rav Kana. Amar li Rav Ashi li Rav Kana. You just said Rav Kana en choshesheim. My dachtech. What's your logic? Di yalfit davar davar mimamon. Oh, now we're getting into the nitty gritty. Why you tell me one it doesn't work? Because you have a source. Davar davar mimamon. It says by mamon the word davar. We know by mamon you need two to make a testimony for mamon. So therefore, by kedushin also to make the kinyan. It's got to be in front of two. So the Gemara says, oh, big question. We have a law by Mammon, right? Which means you want to come and tell me, normally I come along and say you owe me $100. Prove it. I got to bring two Eidim. Okay? However, if let's say the guy himself admits, I admit. Hoda'at ba'adin, kime'ayidim dameh. Oh, so let's go back to our case. If you're learning from Mammon, say the same thing. You need two witnesses in a case where, let's say, they're denying it. But let's say when the guy comes along and says, I admit, I was married. So the chavra, it's hoda'at ba'adin. Hoda'at ba'adin, kime'ayidim dameh. If you're learning it from Mammon, that should be, you shouldn't have to have any witnesses. Yeah. It should be enough that you should just have an admission from one of them. Yeah. So Gemara says, big difference. Amarle, hatam lo kachayiv la'acharini. Ha kachayiv la'acharini. Big difference. When a guy says, yes, I owe this guy $100, the reason why we believe hoda'at ba'al din, it's b'mkom she'enu chav la'acharini, because his admission doesn't hurt anybody else. He's just incriminating himself. However, when this guy comes along and says, yes, I'm mikodeshet to this lady, now he's ossetting this lady to the entire world. Correct. His admission or her admission is half somebody else, has ramifications where it damages somebody else. The law of hoda'at ba'al din, kime'ayidim dameh, is only when it's a pure admission that doesn't affect anybody else. Mashaykin in hoda'at ba'al din of a kiddushin is going to affect somebody else. Look at that sheep. Now she says, acha. Therefore, you need two edim, and hoda'at ba'adin is not going to work over here. Comes the Gemara, continues. Morzutra v'Rav Adas Abba b'nei d'Rav Mori bar isur. So you have two brothers. You had Mor Zutra and Rav Adas Abba, the sons of Rav Mori Bar Isur, Palig Nixayu Ba'de Adadi. Okay, they had a Yerusha, and they took the money, they split up the Yerusha amongst themselves. They did not do it in front of witnesses. Atul Kamed Rav Asher, so they came in front of Rav Asher. Amnude, Alpi Shnaim Eidim Amar Rachmanam. Torah says monetary things to be binding. Has to be done in front of two witnesses. Meaning, maybe the pshat is like this. Maybe the reason why you need witnesses, so the guy can't come along and back out and renege. Maybe the fact that you do dinim in front of witnesses, now the guy comes along and says, no, I changed my mind, I want it back, too late. You took it in front of witnesses, you cannot change your mind. If that's the reason why you need witnesses, look at that sheep. What do you need edim really for? Oh, it wasn't like that. I'm supposed to get more money and stuff like that. Lo yuchal lomar kem. She'elu ye'idumu she'tzikum ha'katuf ha'idim. Which means, and now the witness will come along and say, no, you accepted to accept this, and you accepted to accept that. So the rabbis were telling the who they go in front of? Nevasheh. Anan lo hadri. If that's the reason, then we don't need witnesses. Because we're honest people, and we're not going to renege on each other. And therefore, the kinyan doesn't need witnesses. The witnesses are only for the crooks. We're not crooks. So therefore, what we took is binding. Maybe the kinyan itself is not binding unless you have edim. And therefore, we need edim. Amalehu, he answered him back. Lo ivru sahadeh, ela leshakareh. The reason why you need witnesses, as she says, for the kofrim, for the crooks that come along and say, lo kakaveh, to make the kinyan happens even if you didn't have edim. But you need witnesses for the other reason, as we said. The mefarshim say over here, this is a nice mefarshim over here. He says like this. Nefizeh, nice piece. Yesh evdel ikroni ben dine mamon li ben dine kiddushin. In kiddushin, the witnesses make the kinyan. Which means without witnesses, there's no kinyan. By mamon, the kinyan is a kinyan. It's just that you need witnesses for verification. So in case somebody comes along and says it wasn't like that, then already you have the witnesses over there. V'tamhu aharonim. Oh, why? Sheredin edut bekedushim is learned from mamon.
Davar mamon.
Once you're explaining me now that to make the kinyan, you don't need witnesses. Be'etzim. You just need the witnesses as a proof. So later on, somebody contests. So the chaura kiddushin should be made even amongst themselves, and the witnesses should only be enough. Give me that. If you don't have witnesses, they should be married. You need a get. And we said the whole gemara that ed echad is nothing,
especially if they admitted.
Right, especially if they admitted. And our gemara said to this point, it's nothing. You need adim. So he says, interesting. V'yesh mevarim shebeemet. Etzem adavar sevarahi. Really, I tell you, sevarah she'en kedushim mo'arim ele kashvar ra'ui levada lechol ha'olam. For kedushim to be hal, it's got to be a type of item, a kinyan, that the whole world knows about it. Lefi she'ikar inyan kedushim, I'm osirin this lady to the whole world. So sevarah says, you got to do it in such a way where it's going to be known to the world. Who's going to publicize it? So you need edim. Until this point, she's barzkat, she's not married. So you need edim to make the kiddushin, meaning to publicize the fact that she's asura. All davar tells us is, what's the amount of witnesses that is enough to make a birur? Which means, you're right, there is a fundamental difference between Kiddushin and we say we're learning from Davar. Vadai, the Edim make the Kiddushin. And by Mamon, it's not the Edim that making the Kiddushin. The Kinyan makes the Kinyan. By Mamon and the Edim are just to weed out the liars, right? So what are we learning from Davar by Mamon? Which is simple logic. You want to get married to a lady. For Kiddushin to be hal, so people have to know about it. What's Pshat Kiddushin? You are Higdesh to me, and you're Asut to the whole world. But if the world doesn't know that, if the world thinks that she's still a Pinuyah, how can it work? So for sure, that's got to get out. How do you get that out? Through witnesses. Oh, how many witnesses? So I learned from Davar that two is considered enough witnesses for a birur. For just like two witnesses is enough birur for Mamon to stop the liars. Two people know about it, so they'll come along. So two witnesses is enough. But the difference is the two witnesses by the Kiddushin are integral to the kiddushin's kinyan. Mashiach, the two witnesses to the mamonot, it's not integral to the kinyan, it's integral just for the birur. Amen.